We're thankful for our visitors who are joining us tonight. Thankful for your presence being away from home and joining us tonight as we study together from the Scriptures. We're having our devotional period at this point, and we want to look at some things we find in the Scriptures in the book of Hebrews in chapter 12. We know that our God is a loving God who desires that His people be with Him for all eternity. And He also knows that as we go through this life, which serves somewhat like a proving ground, that we will be faced with many trials and temptations, and that God's people, even those that love and cherish Him, will at times stumble and we will fall. And so it's good for us to have a God who loves us and with His loving hand also chastises us. He also corrects us because He wants to bring us back to His side when we wander. We have that record throughout the pages of the Old Testament when God so frequently called a wandering people back to His side. Sometimes they listened, and other times they did not. But the nature of God and His love would never change. And thus today, it's the same thing. He still calls us back to His side. And so we should consider for a moment here in Hebrews chapter 12, the things that we find written concerning the loving nature of our God and what He does. He mentions in verse 5, He says, "And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him. For whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son whom He receives." So the chastening of the Lord, the rebuke of the Lord, can be unpleasant to receive. And certainly we can reflect upon what happened to the children of Israel numerous times in their history. Remember the things that took place in the book of Judges, when people of God strayed from Him, and then He brought chastisement to them. And they would suffer at the hands of their enemies. They would be afflicted. But in affliction, they would turn back to God. Oftentimes, it took that suffering to cause them to be remorseful. It didn't always work. And we know the prophet Jeremiah spent decades calling the people back to God, but they never listened. And so they were carried off into captivity, and it was 70 years before they were able to return to the homeland. But God is a loving God who chastens His people. When that happens, God says, don't be discouraged. Don't give up or think that God doesn't love you. And today, when we are rebuked or chastised by our God through His Word even, we shouldn't be discouraged when that happens, but rather know that because of love, God rebukes us. God uses His Word first and foremost to bring us back to His side, just like the prophets of old spoke first. And being good, then. But God loves His children, and thus He does at times chasten, and He does at times get to the point where He scourges them. The affliction does come. But He continues there in verse 7. Notice He says, "If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten?" So He speaks to, He writes to people who relate to these words on a human level. We love our children, right? And He says, you know, you as loving parents, correct your own children. You understand then what it's like to try to bring wandering children who in their foolishness, in their immaturity, will often do things that they shouldn't do, and thus you, because of your love, will them. And then He points out this, verse 8, "But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons." And so if there is not the chastening administered by a father, if you're without chastening, what does that say about you? But we are sons. We are children of God. God is not going to treat us, and we are not going to be as if we are illegitimate and we have no one there to correct us, to reprove us, to seek our good. No, instead, we will be corrected. And He talks again about Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? So looking at it from the viewpoint of a child who remembers and reflects back to our own past, our own fathers correct us, and we receive that correction. We went through those times of discipline. We felt the rod administer, and we had respect to our fathers, and we listen to what they say. Points out we need to have the same disposition toward God. You see, in this time, you had Christians who were in danger of departing from their faith in Jesus Christ and reverting back to the law of Moses because of the teachings of some who were leading them in that direction. But instead, they should listen to the one who was calling them back to the right way. Submission to the teachings of Christ and faithfulness to the way of the Savior. Those fathers, he says, that chastised us, notice verse 10, they indeed for a few days chastened us as it seemed best to them, but He, that is God, for our profit, that we may be partakers of His holiness. Whenever God's Word pricks your heart as you read it, whenever a brother or a sister in Christ may even approach you concerning something that might be amiss in your life and you feel that prick of the Word of God, what is the purpose of that? Isn't it to renew within us a desire to come back to God, to be once again, notice what he says, a partaker of His holiness? If we start drifting off into worldliness, no longer are we separated. Holiness has to do with living that separate life. So calling us back to partake of the holiness of God is what chastisement is all about. Coming back to the distinct way of living that we find in God's Word. But he says something we all understand. Remember verse 11 here. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So thanks be to God for His loving nature, but also for His disciplinary nature, for the fact that He will care about us and correct us through His Word He chastises, through caring brothers and sisters in Christ, through an eldership who will seek out wandering sheep. He chastises, He reaches out to those who've wandered. The chastisement, he points out, is not always pleasant, is it? In fact, it's painful. If you've ever been corrected, you've ever been rebuked, that's not a pleasant experience, but it's for the purpose of bringing you closer to the one who loves you and died for you, so that one day we might be with Him forever and forevermore be able to be free from the temptations, the trials, and all those things that are associated with this difficult life that we're going through. There won't be any more chastisement because we will be in perfection in that place of eternal reward. Tonight, as you reflect upon where you stand before God, are you a child needing correction, or are you not even within the family of God? God loves all people, but He calls through His Word all men to become a part of this spiritual family. And the separation from the world occurs when we respond to God's Word, His calling through that Word, when we believe in Jesus Christ, that He's the Son of God, turn away from a life of sin, confess our faith, and then we are immersed in the waters of baptism, contacting there the blood of Jesus Christ, and then being washed, being added by God to the church, to the family of God, we live with hope. But hope, we know, can be lost if we stray. And thus, there's where the chastisement of God comes into play. Does His Word prick your heart? Have you been reflecting upon a life perhaps being lived presently, not in keeping with God's Word? Do you need to return to the Shepherd of your soul? If that's the case, you know your God, our Father, is ready to receive you. And if we can help you tonight, we'd be glad to do that as we stand and as we sing.